Friday, July 18th, 2008. Rare wise words from Annette Liu. When former Vice President Annette Liu, Liu Xiaolian, speaks out, she doesn't always get things right, but she hit the nail on the head on Tuesday when she accused the new government of having no global outlook and only having eyes for China. Look at the 2 months since the Ma administration took office and the evidence is overwhelming. First, we had the talk about opening the real estate market to Chinese investment and the accompanying promises of a property boom followed by invitations to Chinese investors interested in bankrolling the government's iTaiwan 12 infrastructure projects. Then we had the hastily negotiated deal on cross-strait flights and the anticipation of Chinese tourists arriving with lots of cash to spend. Last week, the government announced it would allow semiconductor firms to build 12-inch wafer fabs in China. Then, on Tuesday, news emerged that the 40% cap on the China-bound investment would be scrapped. All this has occurred against a background of local government officials falling over themselves to cross the Taiwan Strait in search of economic benefits. Meanwhile, relations with Japan have hit a low following the Diaoyu Tai's spat, and the U.S., Taiwan's best friend and most important security guarantor, is beginning to look increasingly blasé on the subject of arms sales. Of course, the new government has been in power for less than 60 days, and it may need more time to find its feet, but the early signs are not encouraging. The trail it has blazed so far is leading in an ominous direction. It is irrelevant whether, as has been reported, the Chinese Nationalist Party, KMT, Vice Chairman Zhang Guanzhong actually said that the KMT needs to roll back all the disunification efforts the Democratic Progressive Party government made during its 8 years in power, as the new government's actions have already demonstrated that this is what it is trying to do. The KMT government has fully embraced its cross-strait rival and former enemy without a hint of inhibition, yet like a meeting between long-lost friends where one side is still not quite sure, Beijing has allowed Taiwan to fawn, but with a measure of apprehension on its part. This is understandable, as China's goal is to bring Taiwan to heel. Beijing's strategy is to throw the Taiwanese enough bones to keep them interested, but not enough to help them prosper, as this would only prolong the completion of its sacred mission of unification. China is only interested in bleeding Taiwan dry before eventually forcing it to give in to its demands. This is why the promised windfall and economic benefits that are supposed to accompany increased ties with China will never materialize. President Ma Ying-jeou may have promised no independence, no unification, and no use of force as his cross-strait platform, but as many now acknowledge, He does not wield enough power within the ranks of his own party. The KMT's pro-China old guard reinstated to power during the reign of Lian Zhan, Ma's predecessor as KMT chairman, is in control and working behind the scenes, taking advantage of the secretive party-to-party communication channel that Ma failed to close to bring Taiwan and China closer at the expense of ties to the rest of the world. Liu has noticed this and has spoken out. How much more will it take before others start to do the same? Commentary by Taiwan February 28th Movement Net Radio. This is the issue of greatest alarm to us, the February 28th Movement Net Radio and the Dadi Cultural and Educational Foundation. We even suspect that martial law might be in the offing to coerce the Taiwanese people into an unification plan with China. It's highly likely that KMT's pro-China old guards is examining the law and manipulating the military force to make martial law a reality. We urgently call for international attention on KMT's behavior. For all those living outside of Taiwan, please write to your local or central and federal governments on behalf of Taiwan. We also urgently call for the attention of international human rights groups. We hope such groups will watch KMT's actions closely. If a martial law or even an emergency order euphemistically called in the name of social stability is enacted, we think they might be in violation of human rights. In addition, considering the issue of coercing the Taiwanese people into unification with China without a referendum alone, the pro-China old guards of KMT are already in violation of human rights. Again, we urgently recommend that international human rights groups and all democratic states around the world to watch KMT and Ma administration's actions closely and to protest with actions and words if human rights of Taiwanese people are violated. We also want to know how you think about a martial law enacted by Ma administration and KMT's pro-China old guards are going to affect Taiwan. Please email to us at taiwantt.org.tw. That's tati@taiwantt.org.tw.